feel like I'm 19 songs going right now. Welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Apria and Nicole Napolitano. Yeah, I figured, because let's be
hold
honest,
on. Wait, wait.
Let's be
I
real.
Love you. Hold on. Does Teresa want to say Apria?
She said it's so cute. Hey,
you
listen.
Are so cute.
She's cute the way she says it, Apria. Or Apria is
I've asked you a million times, am I mispronouncing it?
No, I thought she said it cute.
Oh, okay. Apria, I'm so surprised because you usually are so like...
She said it cute.
Okay, wait. So for 4 weeks now, I've been mispronouncing your name and you haven't said a word to me?
You know what?
It because was, you're always like, not was, Teresa, Teresa. Not Apria, Apria. I know,
Cooper
I know.
Always says my name right. Teresa, Teresa,
Teresa.
Teresa,
Apria.
Always. Apria.
Yes. What I say?
Boom.
I thought she
Did
said
I not
good.
Say Apria? Apria?
She said Apria.
Apria.
Is it Apria?
Like almost so... like a Prius, like a
oh.
car. Like
oh,
Apria,
she
yes.
did not. I think it sounded great. It sounded great.
Like pray, like a
prayer.
Like
I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray.
Yes.
I thought you sounded great. I guess Nicole can hear
I'm
going to
pray
me.
For you. A prayer, yeah.
And I've been practicing Napolitano.
Si. Perfecto.
See, was that good?
It was very good.
Okay, that's not
I'm
bad
impressed.
For a French girl.
You yeah. little French girl.
Nice French
Speaking
girl.
Speaking Italian now.
Okay, so we have to start with our most important story of the day. What is on our feet? Nicole, we'll go to you first. What's on your feet today, girl in heels?
Today I have my Saint Laurent's on.
Let me see.
I love them. Look at They're like a brownish cognac.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the little ankle strap with the little metal. Yeah.
Yes.
These are one of my favorite. And they're comfortable, too. I love them. My girlfriend says it looks like I have a, what do you call it around my ankle? Like house arrest. But I love it.
Oh,
I
it's think, gorgeous. It's very sexy.
Adrian's like, you look like you're under house arrest. Like you have one of those ankle bracelets on. But I think it looks like a jewel.
Oh,
like
yeah.
on my ankle, yeah.
It looks like a gold really nice. Ankle bracelet.
Gold
I think it's very
bracelet.
Sexy. Along talking about sexy, as you lifted your leg, your undergarments was very sexy as well, Nicole.
Thank you. I always match my G-strings with my bra. I think that's like really important to do, by the way.
I can tell. Not I that know, I always
I know. Do people not match their bras and their G-strings?
Hey, listen.
I do.
She's a fanatic. I do.
I spend a lot in like VS and I think it's like sexy, even though I have no one to go home to show it
but
to
it's not
as
about
of
that.
Now.
It's not about that. I mean, I'm totally OCD. Like if my bra and panties don't match... I can't leave the house. It makes me too anxious. I feel like I'm not dressed properly.
That's me. It's, that yeah, is me, yeah. Cooper. And Teresa, yeah. you are so
funny.
I don't
wear bras all the time. I wear little sticky things. Okay, well, if I wear a bra, fine. But, you know.
Right. I guess when I mean, you pay for it, you don't have to wear a bra.
they are standing up just fine. Nice and perky. They
exactly what I said.
Okay, Teresa, more importantly, what's on your feet?
Oh, okay. YSL tributes as I lift my leg. Mm. And yeah.
Ooh,
so
I'm glad you got waxed.
Always. That's a pet peeve of mine, sweetheart. Always. Brazilian sweetheart.
Wait, do that again. Let me grab a dollar. I'll throw it at you.
Only a dollar?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. A 20.
So yeah. Tributes, patent leather, cream. I have to say tributes. YSL are the most comfortable shoes. I think I have them in almost every color.
Hmm.
Very
okay,
cozy.
Today I'm wearing a very simple Manolo. It's the D'Orsay. It's the one that you've seen a billion times. But mine are interesting because they're white and they're crochet. And I guess the D'Orsays, these are the most comfortable shoes. I know the heel isn't huge. It's only 4 inches, but it feels like a kitten heel. I love these shoes, and when I put them on, it's like slippers. It's like looks like a pump, feels like a sneaker. I forget yeah. I have them on.
Very feminine looking.
I have to say,
very
those
feminine.
Are absolutely gorgeous. I am flipping over them right now.
I know.
I love the wooden heel,
right.
which
white.
I happen to really love. I love the crocheted, and I think I may have to get the same pair of shoes as you, and no one will ever know.
No.
We won't wear them together.
No.
And
you live in a different state.
Good. Exactly. Yeah. I'm in Jersey, and you're the city girl. They are absolutely stunning. I am flipping over them right now.
When I first
love
saw them,
them.
Yeah, when I first saw them, I was like, the crochet is interesting, but then I put them on and the way, look at how they look on your feet.
Very
so
feminine looking.
Feminine and
yes.
complimentary. Yeah. Obsessed.
And well, they look comfortable too.
I'm obsessed yeah. with your feet right now because they look
Thank
gorgeous.
You. Thank you. I'm obsessed with your feet right now.
We just love each other's feet.
Okay, the most important story of the day. You know, I can't believe how many weeks we've gone without talking about The Bachelorette. I know the show's over now, so we don't really, but we should discuss it because
yeah.
we've all been huge fans of The Bachelorette. It's the one show that I have watched from the beginning because when the show started, I was married and my grandmother, not grandmother, where is she? She's my mother-in-law.
Okay.
But she's old and has white hair, so she was like my grandmother.
She's like a grandma.
But no, the reason
she's going to love you.
It's funny. The reason why I keep thinking, I always think grandmother because she's French and she looks like my grandmother. Aww. Because she's, when I was a little girl, that's what my grandma looked like. Look so like. Even though it was my ex-mother-in-law, right. She always reminded me of my grandma. But unlike my grandma, she didn't like me.
Oh,
she just didn't.
Why?
Because the boy that I married was her little boy, and no girl was going to be good enough. Just the typical. Even though they're not like a Jewish family from Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that before you married him? Because you marry the man, you marry the family. And if the mother-in-law doesn't like you, that's a bad start.
I know it was a bad start, but he didn't like her. They didn't have much of a relationship, so I figured that was my saving grace. So she mothered him, and he rejected her. So I thought that's perfect because he's not a mama's boy at all, which is why the problem was, because that's what she wanted. So I was the woman that came between her and her little boy, even though she's got other kids. This was her little boy, right? So I had nothing to talk to her about whenever I saw her, but I found out that she watched The Bachelor and Bachelorette. So I started watching those shows just so I'd be able to have conversation with her.
And relate.
And I'm like...
It didn't help you much.
No, it didn't help me at all. But I'm like 6 years divorced and I'm still obsessed with The Bachelorette.
Before we get to The Bachelorette, I just want to say one thing about that. You have to look at how a man treats his mother, though, and the respect that he has, because it will show in the future.
She was a pain in the ass.
But it doesn't matter. How a man treats his mother and the respect he has is the same way he's going to treat you.
But he really,
and the woman in his life.
No, but he really respected me. He was terrific. I mean, he's one of my best friends still. We have a very unusual divorce. Like, we're divorced. We're still very close. He's actually friends with my current boyfriend. So we have this weird.
You're telling me. That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, like they'll both hang out at the house and I'll come home and they'll both be there. Have a very...
You don't hear that too often.
No, not at all. We have a very New York story. Okay. And every time he has a girlfriend, like he brings her around and we're like, yes, hope this one works.
Right.
That is good.
All right, so back to The Bachelorette.
So very interesting the way the whole thing went down. Now, let me just say that Caitlin's 30.
Yes.
Okay, she's not 22 or young. Even if she was, the fact that they made a big deal about the fact that she had sex with one of the bachelors while there were still 9 guys left. I mean, the fact that a 30-year-old had sex, who cares? Like, why is that a big deal?
National television. And come on, I mean.
Yeah, but she's 30 years old. She has the right to make a decision. And who are we to judge?
I'm not judging her. I would have kissed every single one of them.
Right.
She did.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I mean, you have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince. But sleeping with, I don't know.
Like, you have to fuck a lot of frogs is really the question.
That sounds a little like you're in the swamp. I don't know. I like kissing better. It sounds a little bit more like passionate. But to think about like how everyone, millions and millions of people, like you're sleeping with that one. And then the next night you're going to sleep with another one. I don't know. It seems kind of.
But the fact that people called her a whore so openly like that was really interesting. Like you saw that one episode, Men Tell All, and the fact that they read the mean tweets was sort of weird. It's like, why wouldn't you just ignore that? But they love drama on that show.
Yes.
So they read the mean tweets and I felt my heart was breaking for her because it was a few women and moms who called her a whore and said that they didn't respect anything about her.
I found that repulsive. I find the negativity on Twitter and being, you know, in the public eyes and to, you know, to be on social media and to be, you know, and Nicole and I have, you know, we're on reality TV. I felt so bad for her. And I think she handled herself amazingly. Mm-hmm. I think she's one strong girl.
Yeah.
And I think, of course, it's hurtful. But how could people be so hurtful? Whether you agree or disagree. I mean, times are changing. We see that, you know.
Right.
And I think I even view things differently now than I did even a few years
ago. Now it's cool to be fast.
No, because times have
changed. When we were growing up, come on.
Well,
you slept with someone.
you were embarrassed to buy it.
And you were embarrassed.
And it wasn't cool. And no man wanted you.
That's true.
Now all of
you
a sudden she has 30 men vying
for her
love after they know that she slept around, kissed 50 million people, and she is a fast little one, but they're vying for her love and attention, where years ago it was different. I mean, times
but she's
are changing.
30. I keep going by the fact that she's 30. I think the fact that she's of an age, that she's a woman that enjoys sex and she doesn't apologize for it. I really respect that. And I'm sort of envious. You know, I'm in a relationship. Teresa is in a relationship. Nicole, you're the single one in the room. So we rely
on
you.
I'm the smart one.
We need you. No, no. We need you to go out and whore around and tell us how it is out there.
Hey, listen. We'll live vicariously through you, Cooper.
I would totally.
Go, Nicole. Go. I fly, honey. Fly.
Soar, baby.
Please do. Please do.
I would totally be the next Bachelorette. I think it would be so
we
much
We should do something
fun.
Like, oh, my God, like, it, like oh, my God, like a just like not like a child. You know what I mean? Like, OK, like you're like.
No, I think we should do something like right, fabulous
woman in
the
40s.
And men who, you know, are divorced or who've never been married and who do have children. And I think it would be, like, so much
fun. That's a brilliant idea.
Like, because, you know, they have all these, like, 20 and 30-year-olds. They need to have the next bachelorette or bachelor, first bachelorette, me.
Yes.
You know, being in her 40s.
Right.
And
you
being
know what's
divorced,
so amazing? I have to find
having children.
I took a picture of.
And I think it would be great just to, like, you know, relate to other.
And you know what's so great? You
what?
Can do any age. That's what I find amazing. I had to take a picture of this on social media the other day because I found it just. And I was going to, like, text it to you.
Okay.
I was going to tag you in it, but I wasn't sure if you would get a little crazy with me, but I thought it was cute. Madonna is 55. Her boyfriend is 22. Tina Turner is 75. Her boyfriend is 40. J-Lo is 42. Her boyfriend is 26. Mariah Carey is 44 and her husband is 32. Still single? Oh, no, this is funny. Relax. Your boyfriend hasn't been born yet. I think that is so cool. I mean, like, 75 Tina Turner and a boyfriend's 40. Like, that's awesome. Yeah. Because you know what it is? You see so many men today. Oh, okay. Well, he's, you know, 50 and he's dating a 20-year-old. And people are like, oh, it's so disgusting. Or, oh,
well,
that's
thanks
so,
to Viagra.
No. But, and then, you know, guys like, that's so great, that's so great, that's so great. And then a woman doesn't, and it's like, oh, gosh, why can't she? She's going with someone that's so, you know, so young or such a baby. The bottom line is, to me, I don't care what age you are. And if anyone knows me and knows it about me, and people have even said things like, oh, God, please, she thinks she's 20. Yeah, I do. I don't think I'm any age. I just, I don't know. I maybe have the Peter Pan syndrome. I just feel young. I feel great. I don't care about age. I don't care if you are. And I have friends of all ages, whether you're 20 or 60 or 80 or 18. That's the thing, what I think is so amazing about, like, us. We get along.
But see, Nicole,
we have fun.
That's what would be genius about this show, because we would have men compete for your love and affection, but they would be between, let's say, 35 to 55.
Yeah.
Can we do
28?
I have to tell you.
28.
Now that I'm single again, like, this time around.
What about the 20?
I'm amazed with, like, these.
She had a 19-year-old the other day that's like, oh, my God, all I want
to
do is kiss you.
That
I'm like, okay, that's a little young. You're my son's age, so you're too young. But I think, like, 28.
But in, like, I had, like, a 28-year-old, 32-year-old, and they're
how's
good-looking
about, like,
guys.
How's about 28 to 58?
Okay.
I like that.
We'll have to hold a casting. Teresa, you and I would have to do it because Nicole can't be there because she can't know who the guys are. That's the idea of the show. So we would hold a casting and we would just find men of, but they have to be like good looking, the kind of men that she would really date, not just. Like,
right. I agree.
You know,
we're on Joe's show. Of course.
I have to be like.
No, absolutely. We're on it, Cooper.
Oh wow.
God, what a brilliant
this
idea
is so
for a show.
Exciting.
Can
that
we pitch this
awesome.
To Andy Cohen? Because he would put this on Bravo in a
second. Let's do it. Let's do it. This is fun. And then Cooper and I could just sit back and watch and be like.
Watch out, Caitlin. It. Here comes Nicole.
Well, we could be like judges. We could be. It would be like. Bachelorette meets Project Runway.
Yeah.
We would have them do things, right? Because you're the sister, so you would definitely have a say in who's going to date Nicole.
I'm liking it.
Have a say, but they also, like, you know, you have to, like, put them to certain tests.
Right.
See how they handle things, you know, questionnaires, like everything.
Okay, so one of the tests would be, because, you know, you have teenagers. So we would bring in, well, that's later. We would bring in like a whole room full of the most annoying teenagers we can find. Mm. And we would have them like texting, asking questions. One of them would have like a bottle of booze, a fake bottle of booze.
Yeah.
And we would see how each man would handle it. And then we'll judge like which guy you're going to go on a date with that night based on how they handled all the teenagers. That's one of the, I think that should be one of the.
That definitely should be.
That'll be fun. Let's do it.
Probably one of the challenges.
All right. Yeah, but I do. I have to say, you know, I loved Caitlin from the start. I didn't like Britt. I don't know why. I mean, she was okay. She just seemed too fake to me.
She was beautiful.
She was beautiful. She was gorgeous. I just didn't find her very relatable.
Right. She just seemed like, too perfect. Everything was just too perfect.
And I felt like she was more just about like. She was too fake for me anyway.
Hey, listen.
I liked Caitlin from the beginning. I'm like, wow.
Do you know how I knew Britt was fake? There's no way in the middle of the night when they wake you up and she goes, I have no makeup on. And she has hot pink lipstick, eyelashes out. Come on, Britt. Don't say you have no makeup on. It's so obvious. We're not stupid.
Yeah, I woke up like this. I don't think so.
I woke up like this.
No.
But I liked Caitlin, and I still do like her.
I think she has a great sense of humor.
I think out of all the bachelorettes, she knows how to work that camera.
Oh,
she's
no question.
Very.
Yeah.
What I you know, give it like really like my hat goes off to her. She's very comfortable in her own skin. For a 30-year-old young woman, she knows who she is, and she's very comfortable with it. And that's what I you know even. Being older than her in my 40s, I related to that. Like, wow, you know what? At a very young and 30 is pretty
she
much
doesn't
young.
Care.
But
she
wait,
doesn't
but Teresa, care. When you say work the camera, like what? Because you guys obviously you have to do the on the flies and that kind of thing. So what specifically did she do that you were like, she can work a camera?
Oh, she's you know what? She's a natural. She's a natural. I personally don't love the camera. I don't. I love the radio. I love just being comfortable. Whether, yes, we're in Five and Shields right now and we're hanging out. If we wanted to right now, you know, be in a hotel room away and be in our pajamas, we could be having fun, which is fine. And you could do that with the cameras too, which we did. Nicole happens to love the camera.
I love it. I just don't even know
good.
They're there.
Right.
But Nicole, you're good. I'm complimenting you. No, I'm complimenting you.
Okay. Thank you, sister.
What I'm
simmer down, cupcake.
What I'm saying is you are comfortable. I don't, you know, I don't mind it, but I don't, like, my husband, Reno, loves the camera. He's a ham. As outgoing as I am, and I am, like, I love people. I love to party. Cameras, I guess, to me, you know, they're a little dangerous, you know, because it's like you're on camera. And let me tell you, there's no hiding anything. And it's like, you know, you say something, you do something, it's there. So you're on all the time. I don't like someone up my ass all the time with the camera. I don't like it because to me, I'm so real that it gets me into trouble.
You don't like someone up your ass constantly. Never mind a mic attached to your back.
It's like you got a mic attached to you. You got cameras. Oh my God. You say the wrong thing. You have a drink. You have an extra cocktail. You have this. You have that. Oh, something. You're in, guess what? You're in a great mood. Oh, great. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're in a bad mood. They catch you and you're like, oh, what the fuck did I say? I just said that and there's no taking it back.
Well, that's why I think radio is so great. This is why I've had a career in radio for so long, because I feel like you create your moments. Like, we are deciding here amongst the three of us what we're going to talk about.
Totally.
Nobody's going to be editing this later. I mean, people listen to this podcast. Obviously, it's not edited.
Right, exactly.
Maybe
right.
It should be, and I've gotten some emails saying that we should edit. But
yeah, maybe.
But you know what? That's the beauty of it, that we don't, that this is us.
But it's real, and it's not as though everybody's, you know, scrutinizing everything you're doing. Like right now, like my allergies were bothering me and my eye today has been killing me. Like I got something in it this morning. I'm rubbing it. Okay, fine. I could sit here and rub my eye all day and we're talking and I could blink. Oh my God, television. It's like your eyes bothering you. You're like, I'll be like, oh my God, I'll be rubbing it. You'll be blinking 100 times and you're like, oh God, for the whole world to see. That's all. There's like no... There's no room kind of like for error.
Right.
Or there's...
Which, by the way, I just have to say, I'm just looking at you right now and looking at Cooper.
Yeah.
We all have braids in our hair today.
Oh, yeah.
We all have braids. It's amazing how we've been spending a lot of time together.
I know.
And now we walk in
and
we all
have... I think we're going to take a selfie and I'm going to have to post it later on
hairdo.
My...
I'm so sorry to just interrupt, Teresa, but... we're all wearing braids today.
It's like I'm a triplet today.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to take a selfie later and like post it on like social media. Be like, yeah, we are in the studio.
We're the braid girls.
Yeah,
braid day.
I just think it's fun. Like, this is so relaxed to me. Like, I love, I love just conversation. I love conversation. I love like, you know, like Ellen, she's like one of my favorites. I'm here in the studio and I'm like watching this screen here, like CBS, NBC and everything going on. I'm kind of like ABC. It's like, she's awesome. Like, I just love natural conversation.
Right. Ellen's pretty great. I mean, she runs a tight ship over there. I've got a girlfriend who's worked on that show since the beginning.
Do you?
And yeah, but what's good is Ellen is very loyal. I mean, my girlfriend's been working with her since literally the day they launched, and she knows she's got job security. Like, even though Ellen could be difficult some days,
really?
She's like, you're my
girl.
Loyal. I got you. I got you.
That's why we love her, Teresa, yeah. Because we are so loyal.
We could be difficult, but we're loyal.
Yeah. I have to say, if I was a lesbian, she would be my girlfriend. That is, you know,
you
I love
if
her.
If you would have jumped the fence one day.
If I was to eat in the same restaurant
right.
every day, she would be the one.
She would break you. I'd be afraid to see you after that.
I love her. Like, she's just funny.
But she has a great personality. But I have to say, she's like the type of lesbian that goes after, like the lipstick. Like, she goes after, like, that very feminine, pretty, like,
yeah,
Portia.
Right. Yeah.
Is, like, very, you know, you have, you like... I have lesbian friends, and there are some that, you know, they have, like, there's different types. She goes after that whole lipstick,
girly girl,
pretty
yeah.
girly
yeah.
girl. So you know what? She may go for you.
I may have a chance.
You have a chance.
Because she's very manly, and you like men, so that would make sense.
I
couldn't see you with, like, a feminine lipstick type lesbian,
because
it's really like you're being with a woman.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I have to tell you, she really is like a guy. You know what I like about her? I like, I love people. I appreciate, you know, women. I appreciate men. But I love a strong man.
It.
No, I do. I appreciate, like, a strong man. I like a strong presence because I am very strong. And my father always told me that you need somebody stronger than you because you're in circles around them. You know?
Right.
I am. I have a very strong personality. I like Ellen because, like, she's strong. You know, she's very... Like, you could tell she takes control. I like that. Once
you like control.
I feel like if I was a lesbian, though, like, as a heterosexual woman, I just take what I can get when it comes to men. But I feel like if I was a lesbian, I'd be a modelizer. Like, I have to be with Cara Delevingne, you know, or St. Vincent. Like, I have to be with one of those, like, tall, like, gorgeous.
Yeah, like hottie.
Yeah. But that, but then I would be like the butch one. That's the only problem.
Because
they'd be like so skinny and tall. And they'd be like, oh, there's your butch girlfriend over there.
Unless you had your Manolas on.
That's true. That's
yeah.
True.
Oh,
I make a terrible lesbian. I've never really had lesbian friends. I've had gay male friends. Like, I feel like with men, we have a lot in common. We both like men. We both like shopping. I really have no lesbian friends. I feel like the lesbians that I've met, just we don't relate to each other. We don't have the same things in common. And it's not for lack of trying, because I have plenty of, I have like four right. transsexual friends,
right.
by the way.
Really?
So it's not even, one of them's my cousin.
Oh my goodness.
So it's not even a question of, it's not a sexist thing. It's just,
right.
I have not yet found lesbians that relate to me that I can relate to.
How do your cousins and everyone feel about Caitlyn Jenner? Like that, this whole thing with transgender.
Honestly, they're really divided. I have one friend who's very anti-Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, obviously, he's happy that she is out and comfortable and all that stuff.
Right.
But my friend who's now a man, looked at Caitlyn Jenner and said, is everything for sale in that family? Is
right.
nothing private? Is nothing
right.
personal? Like, why is everything...
Was
why does everything have to have... Yeah,
publicity.
Mm. No, I mean, we believe that Caitlyn Jenner is a woman. It's not a question of,
right.
like,
mm-hmm.
is he doing it for publicity? I mean, Caitlyn Jenner is a...
But just a price to
it's,
really...
It's the fact that, you know, you reveal that to us on the cover of Vanity Fair before you have a series coming out. You know,
yeah.
it's like, must everything have to do with us spending money on you? Can't you
right.
come out and say, I am transgender. Here's something you don't know about the violence that goes on in the transgender community. Mm. And if you're
wow.
going to give your voice to the part of the transgender community that needs you the most.
Yes.
That's what my transgender friends have been saying.
That's okay. what I've heard as well. A lot of
but
people.
But at the same time, he's helped many people to be comfortable and to come out. So
right, that's true.
I get that as well. You know, it's
amazing. Like you say, like, okay, it's 2015. Like I was sitting there watching it with three generations. It was my mom and dad. It was me and Nicole. And then it was our kids,
our children.
You know, so three generations of, you know, and I said, wow, it's so wild. Like, I knew him from back in the Wheaties days when we were younger and the Olympics, and now this is happening, and you know, I'm good with it, you know? It's amazing. And then seeing my dad saying, oh, my gosh, this is so strange for me to say. Mm-hmm. It was really strange.
He's
77 years old. He says, this is just strange. And he was so funny. He's like, I just can't even watch this. It was hard for him. He was okay. He was accepting of it. He wasn't knocking him or judging him. It was just very difficult for him to see times change.
Right.
Where I was okay with it. I'm like, wow, you know what? If he's, you know, I don't want to see anyone being tormented in their own body. He seemed like he was tormented. He was tormented.
My heart thinking that all
that
those years.
Could.
I mean, because
years.
Yeah, because if you watch all the stories about her, about Caitlyn Jenner, she knew that she was in the wrong body from the time she was 5 years old. And I hear that from a lot of my transgender friends. Like, they have said that exact same thing. They always knew.
Yeah.
It wasn't like somebody made them transgender. They just, their brain was born one way and their body was born another. And they always said to their parents, I'm in the wrong body.
And isn't that like a definition of like torment to be in a body that you don't, that you feel like you're not meant to, like, this is not me. Like, my heart goes out to them and children today that have never been able to express this to their parents, to other people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that to me is, you know, it's a tragedy to me to be stuck in your own body and not be able to be who you want to be. So to me, we were okay with it. And then our kids are today, thank God, our kids are totally accepting of it.
Of everything.
Like, wow, like, okay, you know, it is what it is. When, if we were to see this back, you know, oh my gosh, 30 years ago, we would be like, oh my God, what is happening? You know?
Right.
It's amazing how life is just, how it's progressing, which is good, you know, but then for some people, the old timers, and for people who are very conservative, it's a whole other take on it.
But, like, but Caitlyn Jenner's a Republican, by the way.
I know.
That's my favorite part about it.
No, I just felt like conservative in their values and their thinking. Not politically. Not politically. He is. No, I just meant you get those ultra conservatives in their values and morals to say, oh my God, what is happening? What is happening? And yet I say to myself,
well, look what happened with Tim Tebow. My sons, you know, they're big football guys. And Tim Tebow was Anthony's, you know, favorite when he was on the Gator and the whole bit. And when
he was a football player?
He's a football player, yeah. He played for the Gators, and he played for the Eagles and the Jets and a few different teams. And now he's a commentator. He may go back and play, actually, I think this season. But he's a real devout Christian. He won the Heisman Trophy. He is a great role model for many children. And when he was playing football and when he spoke about and always gave glory to God, they chewed him down and they put him down and they didn't want him talking about. But at the same time, if Caitlyn Jenner could come out and speak what, you know, he's passionate about, and why can't Tim Tebow talk about, who cares? You know, people say no politics, no religion, but he felt strong about that. And they shut him up every single time.
Right.
So I feel that whatever you feel strong about, you should come out and you should be able.
Right?
Isn't it tolerance? Should be freedom of speech. You should be able to say whatever the heck you want to say.
Yeah.
And accept whoever you want to be.
And be whoever you want to be.
Why do people have to knock people and be so mean?
If you're a Christian, be a devout Christian. If you want to give glory to God, if you want to give glory, so be it. But don't shut him up.
I don't know if you guys are watching Big Brother, and I don't normally watch it, but I'm actually watching because I'm writing a series of pieces on Big Brother for SheKnows.com, one of the websites I write for.
Oh, cool.
And there is a transgender, the very first transgender house guest this season.
Oh.
So somebody was kicked off last week or a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, and when she was being interviewed, I guess the minute they get kicked off, they sit down with, or evicted, I guess they call it.
Okay. Yes.
They sit down with Julie Chen, and she says, like, what do you think? And they said, and this woman, Devon, she said, I think that they're never going to kick out Audrey, the transgender contestant or house guest, because she's transgender. Nobody wants to be the person to kick her out and America to say, hey, you're anti-transgender.
Right. You prejudice.
But that's the problem. Mm. The problem is Audrey should be kicked out because Audrey is a tough player. Audrey's a good player. She's competition. That's why she should be kicked out. And the thing that most of, like, my transgender friends have said over and over, they want to be treated like everybody else. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to kick me out of a house, off a show, and I deserve to be kicked out, that's good because that means that you're treating me like everyone
right.
else.
If you keep
me on just because I'm transgender, then you're treating me like differently.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want that.
Exactly.
I don't think they should. Hey, listen, when it comes to competition, if I was in that house, it would all be about winning. I mean,
right.
I wouldn't care what you are.
Right.
Are. He, she, yeah. this, that.
But I think the public has too much to say today. I think with so many people out there that's so opinionated, and I just don't like the meanness. You know, I don't care
right.
what you are, who you are, who you want to be. It's like with anything. It's with Kris Jenner. It's with Caitlyn. It's with Tim Tebow. It's with The Bachelor, Caitlyn, The Bachelorette. I mean, gosh, no one has the right. To me, no one has the right to be mean. That's bullying, and that I have
stop
no tolerance
bullying
for.
All of our Caitlyns.
Yeah, stop bullying hey, listen,
all of our Caitlyns alone.
We're allowed to have an opinion, but not to abuse someone.
But people get
not
very
to
mean
abuse someone
on
and be mean.
Media.
Call someone a whore, a slut, a this,
she said
a
she
fag,
was get,
a Kate, this, whatever it is. Like, don't
she was getting
stop
death
it.
Threats. The Bachelorette, she said last night. She was getting death threats on social media. I mean,
death threats? Like, who cares oh, that yeah. much about The Bachelorette that
I
you're
know.
Gonna.
Yeah, she said she's getting
hold on.
Her.
It was kind what? Of comical, though. Seriously, if you saw the people in the audience, how enthralled they were, how connected they were to the whole, all the guys and The Bachelorette and Caitlyn. Did you see them in the audience? They were like, the tweets came out. They were crying. I mean, it was hurtful, but I'm not going to send the audience and be like, oh, my God, it's so sad. And then, like, they were just – I was just enthralled with the audience, watching the audience's faces and their responses to everything that was being said. It's almost bizarre how people get so into reality
TV. People
get
really into the
I mean, thank
Housewives.
God they do. It makes us money.
Yeah, thank God they do.
It's amazing.
Thank God they do.
Did you forget for a second that you're on television, too?
I don't get it. I'm a TV personality.
You have the best of fans, and then you have some fans who cannot stand you and say horrific, horrible, mean things. And then I remember I snapped a picture once. I bought this T-shirt, and I put it on my Twitter, and I said, you know it until you talked about. And I just had to keep on reminding myself of that because...
Right. Oh, that's hysterical.
You know it until you talked about, because some people would say, like, really mean things. And you said, like, earlier on one of our programs, does that affect you or this or that or about friends and this and that? I used to get affected by that because I always wanted, just like in
it's
life,
hurtful.
Everyone to
You're
love
a human
me.
Being.
You
right.
never want anyone to hate you. We'll just
yeah,
like
Nicole,
you.
Yeah, but Nicole, after
and you're
a while,
doing this business.
After a while, you start to get to know who the trolls are.
Yeah.
And when you can picture them, it's like, I don't care what that person thinks of
yeah.
me because
well,
it's a
what
troll.
Well, that's what I think about. Exactly. You know, it's amazing. When you travel all over the world and you have amazing people come up to you because the show is in Ireland and Australia and the UK. And when we're on a cruise and we have people from the UK coming over and saying, oh, my gosh, I love you guys. And then when you have other people, I say to myself, those people, yep, let me think of them with the big red nose and a clown face and behind their computer. And they do look like a little
troll.
Like a little smurf.
Yeah.
Smurf that. Right. And yeah, you can't let it affect you.
Right.
But you still don't like to.
My five letter saying, I don't give a And you could feel it. Yeah, I don't. Like, you have to have what I've realized, you have to have such tough skin.
Elephant
being
skin.
In this
elephant
business
skin.
Because you know
elephants,
what? You're gonna
and
people?
You love elephants.
I do, but that's the point. I used to really get affected. I did. I was, because it was hurtful. I wasn't used to this. I wasn't
right.
used to it at all. I was used to people always liking me.
Now
because,
are you?
Am I used to it?
Yeah.
About people, what, maybe knocking
like, yeah.
me or saying...
Knocking you or like anything, you, like literally anything you say. If you say, I like vanilla, they're like, oh my God, you're a chocolate hater. Like you can't, you
yeah.
literally cannot say anything about anything.
You know
if
what
you're
I realize?
In your position.
You know what I say to myself? It is what it is. And you know what? Like, and that's what I say. I don't give a... And I don't mean to sound this cold, but, and I say it in all humility, I don't give a fuck about negative, sick, nasty people. And
right.
you know what? You can't even go there. So to me, I'm like, you know what? And I have to say, we really don't have a lot of haters. We have really a lot of lovers. I would say maybe 10% haters, 90% lovers. I'll take that any day. You
right.
know what I mean? We have awesome people. So I focus on that. And I tell you, the more we focus
True.
On like the lovers, you get more of it. So...
It is. It's
right
what you
now,
focus
I'm
on
focus
in life.
On the lovers.
Well, next we got a lot of. By the way, we got a lot of tweets and Facebook messages and emails about the three of us, and I'm going to wait until next week to read those to you.
Let's do it.
So next week,
and then wait till we start filming. We'll start filming, and we'll be like, oh yeah. Then we'll really start seeing the tweets come rolling in. Oh, what are you wearing? Dress your own age. No, you know what? Leave me alone.
Let me show my belly button
really?
If I want to.
Next time, I'm gonna flash them all on TV. I'm gonna be like, yeah, you like this? You want to see boobs? Here are boobs.
That's women telling other women what they can and can't wear is it drives me bananas. It's like. It's so anti-feminism. It's like we're in a place now. If somebody can come out as transgender, I can come out as somebody who likes to wear clothes from Forever 21.
Thank you. Like let it go. Biatches. Gosh. Come on.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Thank you, Cooper.
All right. So what's our motto?
I don't give a fuck.
And then what's our other motto about how many inches?
Oh.
We got two mottos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And. Don't get out of bed for less than 5 inches.
Yes! Awesome. Thank you so much for listening to Girls in Heels. We have way more to talk about. But
Am I going to get in trouble for cursing?
No! Fuck no!
Fuck no! Okay. I don't give a fudge for the children out there listening.
Who gives a fuck?
For the young kids out there, I don't give a fudge. For the adults?
We have so much more to talk about, but you have to wait till next week.
Mwah! Adios. Ciao, Bellas.
Wear good shoes.
Yes.